Please, please stop throwing money at me. Please, please stop throwing money at me. If you would, I've got enough money. Please stop throwing money at me. Thank you.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
That's one phrase you'll never hear. Please stop throwing money at me. No one will ever say that. It's impossible. You can't put those words together in one sentence. Hey, welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the person whose name is in the title of the show. And please stop throwing money at me. That's so funny. Well, today is the summer solstice. That's right. Today, June 21st, 2019, I think is the year. I'm still writing 2013 on my checks. Ron, you have checks? You write checks? Yes, I do. I'm a businessman. I write checks. Yeah, life is not a debit account, okay? Credit or debit? Credit or debit? Credit or debit? I write checks, yes. Anyway, today's the longest day of the year. It's 32 hours long. That's a fact. A lot of people say to me, Ron, that's not what that means. Longest day of the year means there's more sunlight during the day than any other day. And I said, oh yeah, what if it's raining, huh? Smartass. No, it's 32 hours long. I've counted them. And please stop throwing money at me. I got a paper cut on my wrist from somebody who threw a $100 bill at me. That sucks. I have a very bad health insurance company, I think. They won't pay anything off my medical bills. And I said, I thought a health insurance company, like, pays for, like, health-related things. They said, no. We don't do that. I think I have Blue Cross Blue Shield, but I don't know which one. Because when I submit the medical bill to Blue Cross, they say, no, you should have sent it to Blue Shield. I said, there is no Blue Shield. There's a Blue Shield, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. I said, no, then send it to Blue Cross, not the Blue Shield. So confused with health insurance. I really am. I don't understand it at all. They don't pay medical bills for some reason. I don't. They paid for an umbrella for... it was raining out, and I bought an umbrella, and health insurance paid for that. They'll pay for my gym membership, but a medical bill? We don't do that. We don't do that. I'm sorry. I don't know where you got the idea that we pay your medical bills, because that ain't going to happen. What about prescription drugs? Yeah, what about them? What do you think we're going to pay for that? We don't do that. We're a health insurance company, idiot. I'm very confused. Anyway, welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. This is Ron Van Dam Show. 8 Chick-fil-A has opened up near the studio here, about 3 miles away, is a Chick-fil-A. For those of you that may not be familiar with Chick-fil-A, it's a fast food restaurant. It has chicken in it. apparently, it's very, very popular. It's a fast food chicken place, I believe. I've never been to it before, but I believe that's what it is. It's like a cartoon character picture of a chicken on the building, so I'm assuming that's what that is. previously, wouldn't that be a great name for a strip club? Come on down to the Chick-fil-A. Gay lap dances. Come on down. We got chicks. We got beautiful chicks. We got young chicks. We got old chicks. They're sexy. They're gorgeous. Come on down to the Chick-fil-A. Come in free before 6 o'clock. After 6 o'clock, admission is just $20 with a 3-drink minimum. Come on down to Chick-fil-A. Got a special feature this weekend. Yeah, yeah, we do. We got a special. You should see the breasts on these chicks in the Chick-fil-A. Come on down. Come on down. Got a special feature this weekend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Myrna Chicken. Yeah, she's fantastic. She's on stage all night long. Come on down. Get a private room with a chicken. Apparently it's not a strip club. Although they have chicken strips, I must admit. I've never been to Chick-fil-A. I never will go because it's too pedestrian for me. I refuse to go to a place to seek out chicken. I mean, I just don't do that. The place opened up. There's a line like through the parking lot. And it's like a Dunkin' Donuts drive-through on steroids. It's ridiculous. People are waiting in line 20 cars deep to go through the Chick-fil-A drive-through, never thinking, well, what if I park the car and walk into the building and get my Chick-fil-A stuff? Never crossed their mind, certainly, because the drive-through is faster. What, 20 cars deep to get through a drive-through, and that's faster? What is it about Americans and people in this country that just refuse to get out of their car for anything? Willing to sit in their cars like a gigantic traffic jam where traffic isn't moving at all. They'd rather do that than park the car, go inside, and get their freaking chicken. That'd be a good name for a restaurant, huh? Frickin' Chicken. Come on in to Frickin' Chicken. She's wonderful. She's beautiful. Come on in, Frickin' Chicken. I would be so demoralized to sit online 20 cars deep for anything. It's demoralizing. What if someone looked through the window of my car and saw me sitting there? It'd be so embarrassing. Hey, can you believe Van Damme's just sitting in a car 20 cars deep for no reason whatsoever through a drive-thru to get a piece of chicken? What a schmuck. What a freaking schmuck that guy is. She's got schmuck written all over his face. Would it be funny if there actually was someone walking around with schmuck written all over their face? That would make that absolutely true statement. Yeah, I mean, here is a funny thing. Cars were actually honking each other because if you're in line, if you're in a 20-car drive-through line, you can't back up, you can't go forward, you're trapped. You're stuck there for a long period of time. And of course, because the place had just opened up and it was so crowded, they were tremendously inefficient in the restaurant. Driving up to the window and ordering your Chick-fil-A thing means you're going to have to sit there for another 20 minutes just to get to the window to pick up your chicken. How demoralizing. We're human beings on a planet. We don't sit in line to pick up a piece of chicken. Are you crazy? There's other chicken places. Why did you go to that one? Chick-fil-A has a problem. Besides the fact that it's demoralizing, here's the problem. Chick-fil-A was involved in I wouldn't call it a scandal, but a public relations nightmare. Chick-fil-A gave more than $2 million to lobby groups to stop gay marriage. They're not into the gay marriage thing at all, the Chick-fil-A's. So the owner actually donated money to anti-gay groups, and that pissed a lot of people off. I don't think you're going to find a lot of gay people in line for the Chick-fil-A. Don't think that's going to happen. I personally will not get a Chick-fil-A from the Chick-fil-A people because they did that. I believe I can get chicken from multiple sources. I don't believe the Chick-fil-A place is the only place to get chicken. As a matter of fact, there's like tons of places to get chicken that will kill you. And I'm talking about that fried crusty chicken where there's a little bit of chicken and a lot of fried crusts. People love that. People love to kill themselves. It's not a question of committing suicide. It's just eating so badly that you're sealing your fate or you're shortening your life by so much. You literally have to be depressed to be in line to pick up a piece of chicken that's fried like that. You do. There's tons of places you can go. It doesn't have to be the Chick-fil-A. Do what you want to do. But I mean, I don't support anti-rights kind of places. I will not eat their chicken. I refuse to open my mouth in front of them. Anyway, that's my personal opinion. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day. It's not over yet. Hold on. Where are you going? Where are you going? Because this is going to be a show that's going to be very important to you. I'm serious. We have an interview coming up shortly here on this show that is going to knock your freaking socks off. If you have socks on, this is going to knock them off. Not just the left sock, not just the right sock, but both socks simultaneously. Your socks will be gone. Why is that? Well, we're going to talk to a watchdog person. These are people that are with groups that keep an eye on consumer products to make sure that they're safe for you. And me too. This individual has done much research, and apparently cell phones, man. I've talked about them on this show so many times. Cell phones, cell phones, cell phones, cell phones. They will kill you. They will. Gigantic towers sending signals through the air to that tiny cell phone that is like in your pocket, sitting next to your testicles, or in your room. And it's not just the signals that are sent to cell phones. It's Wi-Fi and modems and all the wireless stuff and all the Bluetooth. It's actually affecting birds and bees. You've heard reports about that, I'm sure. But it's not talked about because the cell phone industry is so huge. And the usage of cell phones has permeated the human existence to the point where it's like another organ. You can't do without a cell phone, without some type of communicative device on your person or near your person. It's killing us. There's an entire generation of kids that are going to have tremendous problems with cancers and various illnesses that you can't even imagine because we're being bombarded by these invisible energy rays. Now, if I sound like I'm crazy, that's besides the point. Because you know somewhere in the back of your mind, you know this. You know that it's impossible to send signals through the air to devices a 24/7 basis and not have the body affected by this at all because the cell phone company says, don't worry, they're completely safe. Oh, okay, if you say so, Mr. Cell Phone People. But you know they're not. And you know our technology of signal bombardment from huge towers has got to have some effect on not only wildlife, but our human situation as well. And it'll never be challenged because these companies are too big and powerful. So there's a watchdog guy who says, I want to set things straight, man. We're doing studies. I just want you to be aware of an entire generation of people and the future that are being affected differently physically and mentally by these devices. And there are ways where this would not necessarily be a problem, but the cell phone industry has not taken up the resolutions in order to make them safer. So we're going to talk to our guest about that, and that's going to come up in just a second because it's an extended interview because I think you're going to be very interested in it. And it's going to knock your socks off, as I said. Take your shoes off so your socks can be knocked off appropriately. Because that's what's going to happen, man. That's what's going to happen. It's going to happen. Whether you eat Chick-fil-A's or not.
Hey, are you looking for wine? You got a party coming up or something? Special occasion stuff and you need wine? Well, you need to come on over to Jimmy's Wino-rama and get some. I'm Jimmy. Hey, how are you? I've got all the best wine, and I have personally tried each and every one of them a number of times because I'm Jimmy. Hey, how are you? Jimmy's Wino-rama, that's me, and it's the place to get wine. I'm an expert. We have specials this week. Cabernet Sauvignon, it's red wine, and it's like $10. Or maybe you want to be drinking Pinot Perino, it's white, chicks like it, and it's $7. So you come here. It's Jimmy's Wino-rama. It's wine. Bunch of it. I'm Jimmy, and I may have a problem, but you won't have any problem saving money on wine at Jimmy's Wino-rama. I'm Jimmy. Hey, how are you? I think I already said that. Did I say that already? I said that already.
Norbert Hauser joins us now. He is CEO of IPC USA. They developed the Protect Pro technology for cell phones. And he's sort of an industry watchdog as well. Thanks for being with us today.
Ron, thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. I talk about this subject frequently on this program because I'm just amazed that nobody talks about cell phone safety when it just seems so common sense with all the towers and holding these devices on our bodies and having these signals bounce back and forth from tower to body, basically. I just don't understand why this is never discussed, and I assume it's because of the power of the cell phone industry that would be devastating. Am I correct, or am I overthinking?
Yeah. No, you just put it right on the money. That's right what it is, and you just nailed it down. That's exactly what it is. And it goes even further than that. I don't know whether you or your listeners ever heard about something which is called SAR, which stands for specific absorption rate. Oh. That's, so to speak, the limit of what a cell phone should expose to the human body, right?
Yes.
So it's like a mileage. You say, okay, speed limit is 120 miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they say, okay, the absorption rate should be blah, 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 and they give a number, right? And that number, interesting enough, is not from the FDA or government. That number has been put up by the cell phone industry.
Really?
Interesting. And there's an organization called International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection. Sounds very cool.
Yeah.
International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection. And these guys, they put up that number. And when the president of that company, the chairman, Mr. Bernhardt, was asked, well, this number is much too high. It kills the human body. It's much too high.
Wow.
He answered, if we would reduce that number, we would kill the business.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I feared. Let's talk about 2G, 4G, and now we're on the brink of 5G. I always thought that was the amount of data that could be stored or something like that, but I understand that's actually the strength of the item, which sounds a little more perilous, full of not good stuff.
Well, what it is 1G means the first generation.
Uh-huh.
The first generation of cell phones, you could make just a cell phone call.
Uh-huh.
The 2G, you could cell phone and you do text messages.
Okay.
The 3G, you could do cell phone text messages and go online.
All right.
The 4Gs was the same like 3Gs, like what we have basically today, but in a higher speed. Now the 5G is coming out as we speak, and it will be handling about 1,000 times more traffic, and it's about 100 times faster.
Wow. Okay. I understand that there's a possibility that phones could be made with a stronger shield so that they wouldn't be as harmful to the body. Is that accurate?
No. You see, you have sometimes companies where they promise, oh, I have a protection for your phone.
Yes.
We shield your phone, so you put this on, and we reduce or we stop the electromagnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, everybody has to understand, if you want to use a cell phone, you need electromagnetic field. Otherwise, you cannot make a phone call. Now, the human body has a natural electromagnetic field of about 80 to 90.
Yes.
That's what's that number? That's called microwatt per square meter.
Uh-huh.
Forget about that. Just keep 80 to 90. That's the natural human body electromagnetic field, and the human body shouldn't have more exposed than 120. So 90 is average, 120 maximum. When you make a phone call, you have between 2,000 and 6,000.
Wow.
When you drive an electric car, you have between 4,000 and 10,000.
Yeah.
So when we talk about cell phone, we should mention that it's not only cell phone the problem. It's Wi-Fi, it's GPS,
yeah,
it's microwave oven.
Oh my God.
It's every monitor, every computer monitor, every TV monitor, every regular car, and every electric car. And I show this on my website, and I don't want people just take my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
On my website, Protect Pro, Protection Professional,
yeah,
protectpro.net,
uh-huh,
not com, .net,
yes,
I have a special button called 5G.
Uh-huh.
And on that button, 5G, I have put together everything your listeners ever need to know and to look at about all these problems. You see a write-up from me, pages you can flip through or download. You get a compact crash course on all that. And secondly, I've put together about 12, 14 videos,
yes,
where most professional people in the world talk about it. Funny enough, among others, a representative of the Michigan House of Representatives, a senator called Patrick Kaulbach, in a public hearing, he opposes strongly against 5G.
Yes.
And most importantly, you have a guy from England called Barry Trower. Barry is retired now. Barry was a former Secret Service UK guy.
Uh-huh.
And he was one of the biggest microwave specialists in the world and since 1945. And he talks, you could call it a whistleblower now, as he's retired, what is really going on, what happened, how does it affect not only human mm-hmm. beings, but the nature as well. Because the bees and the insects will die because of the 5G. And 5G has been around for a long time,
oh,
not known to the public, by the American, Chinese, British Army as a weapon.
Wow.
So he talks about that, and you can learn this in the crash course. And then I show on my website what you can do with these individual problems, yes, how to handle it, because we cannot stop it anymore. I mean, in America, you have about a population of 300 million, 330 million people. And you have more cell phones than population.
Oh, it's Pandora's box. The box has been opened, and you can't shove it back in anymore.
No, too late.
It's almost like climate change. We are destroying ourselves in many different areas, unfortunately.
Yes, absolutely.
I know when cell phones first came out that women used to put them in their bras because women,
yes,
women don't have pockets; they have pocketbooks and purses, which are it's kind of better than what men have. Men shove them in their pocket right near their testicles, and they still do that to this day. Do you think that men are in more peril, or this is just something that is, you know, it doesn't really matter anymore?
Oh, it doesn't matter anymore as such, because whether you have it on your body or mm-hmm. 10 inches away, doesn't matter. By the way, every cell phone company has mm-hmm. in their manual, which is 200-300 pages, you don't,
yes,
get them printed anymore, they're, yes, on PDF, on some page 225 or whatever,
yeah,
they say, don't hold the cell phone against your skin.
Yes.
Okay, but no, everybody, 99% hold it against the ear, right? Don't hold it against the skin, mm-hmm. they're already preparing future lawsuits. Now, we know now, it's all scientifically proved, but it's not big time published,
right,
that the sperm count in men,
yeah,
have lowered between 1990 and 1995, being born guys, yeah, by 40%.
Yeah, I mean, is the next generation screwed? I mean, because they are growing up with this, and they are going to pay the, yep, price of the cancers, most likely.
Of course, of course. And the big problem is the children, because,
yes,
their blood-brain barrier is not developed.
Mm-hmm.
Children are 4 to 5 times more likely to create tumors because of cell, mm-hmm, phones. And I see nowadays toddlers, 2-3 years old, in a buggy, they already have their own...
Absolutely.
Their own smartphone,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's standard, and it will be more so. And then, of course, our lifestyles are to have the cell phones around us and technology, sit in front of computer screens all day, sometimes as an occupation. And what you're saying is you're being bombarded from every corner of the space.
Yes, and it's terrible what, yeah, the human... You know, I'm all for progress. I must say,
yeah,
I'm German. I'm born and raised in Germany.
Yeah.
I had one of the first mobile phones in the world.
Yeah.
At this time, it cost me $12,000. I was all for it. And I'm for technology.
Mm.
However, if the technology harms the human body, sorry.
Mm.
That's it. I give worldwide workshops, which are called "There's Only One Reason You Can Become Sick." It's a full-day seminar, and within the full-day seminar, I'll teach about the electromagnetic fields, and I'll teach about that. Basically, every product we have, technology we have developed over the last 200 years,
mm-hmm,
harms the human body, and I have a complete list. And some other, yeah, day, if you're in the mood to, we can go through this, yeah, another talk show.
Sure.
So everything we have developed is sexy, it's funny, it's entertaining, it's fluffy. However, you always pay your price.
And the sad thing is, there's nothing much we can do about it. I don't know if technology could have been advanced without this happening, no matter how you planned or didn't plan. So it's not so much the cover-up, it's the fact that it couldn't have been done anyway in any different manner.
It could have been done, sure.
It could have been done. How could,
yeah,
it have been done in a different manner?
Well, this is what I worked on the last 10 years. When you go on the website, you see how I handle cell phones.
Okay.
You take, for $99,
yeah,
a small, like a credit card thing,
yeah,
which you stash between the protection case,
mm-hmm,
and the cell phone itself. You just slot it in there, and it changes the harmful electromagnetic field into a harmless field. That could have been done by the companies right from the get-go. So when the people said, oh, you become a millionaire now, you handle the problem, I said no, because these companies will not put it in their phone, because if they put it in their phone now,
yeah,
they crucify themselves.
Correct.
They admit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but for example, so for $99, you can say, fine, and you build a shield around yourself of about 3-5 feet.
I see.
If you stand next to me now,
yeah,
with your cell phone unprotected,
yeah,
and I have my protected cell phone, it's not only that your cell phone doesn't bother me, but I harmonize your phone as you're in the proximity of my phone.
I see.
We harmonize the problem. We have to handle the problem. We cannot run away. We cannot stop it, but we have to handle it.
Mm.
And some individuals like myself and a few other guys out there, we all worked on the same idea. How can we handle the problem? Because the industry will not do it for us, and the government will not do it for us. So we have to do it ourselves.
Okay.
And I found the solution.
Well, once again, where do we go to find out more about that solution?
Protect Pro from Protection Professional, protectpro.net. There are, with every product, you see demonstration videos, the before and after effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and people can write me emails, people can call me, people can ask me questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy to come back to your show. I'll be happy one day, if you're up for it, I'll come to your place,
yeah,
and I'll walk you through this physically, that you can experience it while we take phone calls or, mm-hmm, while we answer questions, so that you don't need to trust my word,
yeah,
that you see it for yourself how it works.
Yeah. As I say, I've been an advocate on this subject, so I'm very glad to be speaking to you today, and we will hook up in the future and continue our conversations. Thank you so much for your time today, and we will repeat that website for people later on in the program. Thank you, Norbert.
Ron, thank you very much for having me, and good luck out there. And guys, don't give up. There are solutions.
Beautiful.
And don't give up, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ron. All the best.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Huh? Did your socks come off? I told you they would. I told you. You don't listen to me on this longest day of the year. Find something to do. This day is going to be 32 hours long. I wish you peace.